Welcome back to the Kapower Hour. I'm Lauren Powell.
And I'm Sean Casey.
And we literally just walked off a plane.
5 minutes ago.
Hopped off a plane at SAN.
We didn't even say we're the Kapows, though.
We're the Kapows.
We're the Kapows, and we're ka-tired.
Oh, we just came from our gender reveal. Not ours. Our genders have been revealed for a long time. Our baby's gender reveal.
Our baby's gender genitalia reveal.
Technically, it's sex, not their gender, but like, I can't say sex reveal on the internet.
Also, genitalia reveal just sounds weird.
It's just, that's a dark corner of the internet that this stuff doesn't belong on. Anyway, oh man, we have been planning this gender reveal for months.
And it felt like we were planning another wedding. Like, the amount of planning and time and coordinating between groups that went into it, it felt like a wedding.
And surprises.
Yeah. Yeah, because we didn't really tell anyone. We just told everyone to show up at my parents' house in Michigan on this date.
Okay, so let's start from the beginning. First of all, We got early access. This sounds like Ticketmaster. We're verified fans to our baby, and we got early access.
We joined the fan club for $79.99 per year.
Yeah. We received our baby's gender information really early on at like 12 weeks because of some blood work that I had done. So, yeah, I'm currently, literally today, I'm 26 weeks. So for 14 weeks, we have had access to this information. It has been on a piece of paper in an envelope, just like chilling.
I know. Everyone's like, I can't believe you've done that. And like, for us, it wasn't that hard. But like, looking back, it's like,
shocking.
Yeah, it's shocking that we didn't look.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's very out of character for us.
Well, not only do we not look, but every doctor's appointment, we had to be like, hey, We don't know the gender. We don't want to know. Like, We had to remind them not to mess it up. When we went to the anatomy scan, they had to make sure they turned the screen away when they were like measuring the goods or whatever they do.
do they measure the goods?
They measure all the things to make sure that they're present and accounted for. Well, they measure legs and arms. And others.
They measure the genitalia?
Maybe if it was, I don't know. Anyway, let's move on. Pretty early on, we knew we wanted to do, it's funny. I always thought like I would want to do something more personal in this vulnerable moment. Like I knew I wanted to do some sort of gender reveal party, some big epic thing. But I always thought like maybe we would want to have that moment to ourselves first and then do the surprise for everyone else's benefit. But as we started planning it and it got like super epic, I was like, I want to be surprised this way.
Yeah,
this is how I want to find out.
And you had a moment of weakness like right before we left for Michigan.
I did.
And you're like, should we just look?
Because it was starting to feel like every time, like literally every day leading up to the gender reveal, I was getting like emotional thinking about it. And I'm getting emotional right now thinking about it. So I'm like, oh God, I'm going to cry in front of all these people. Maybe I should just like get it out of my system and do it. We should do it private. But
we held strong.
Yeah. Cause it's like, we spent so much time planning all these things. And then for it to be like, oh, we don't even get to be surprised that way. Felt like a huge, it would have been a letdown.
Right. Luckily I held strong.
You did. You're good. You talked me off many ledges. Often. We didn't intend to wait as long as we did for our gender reveal since we've had the information since week 12, but because of one of our surprises, we were forced to have it at the end of July. So I guess we can talk about it.
I guess the video is going to be out at this point.
So I had the idea, you know, we hate blue and pink. We like neon pink.
Right. But we hate the traditional gender color assignments.
I hate baby blue. Baby blue is different. I hate baby blue and I hate baby pink. And I hate that they put on a little pink hood, for the baby to delineate that that's a girl at the hospital and a little baby blue. Like, I hate that. I hate baby colors. I hate them.
Why do you think that? Like, who hurt you?
I just think they're, I don't know. I think it's just so icky. It's like, I don't know why I hate it, but I do. It's so traditional. I can't, you know, a therapist will unpack that one day. Not today.
Okay.
All right. So I knew that we didn't want to do blue and pink from the get-go.
Right.
And I had long since thought like sorting our baby into a Harry Potter house. But then that video went viral this year of this other couple doing that. And it's gone viral. Probably goes viral every year of somebody doing that.
Yep. So you want to do something unique.
I wanted to do something super unique. And so my idea was, because we're both obsessed with our colleges, that we would do UNC blue, which is different than baby blue. Carolina blue is not baby blue. Yes, it is. You don't know. You're colorblind. You don't know. You think Duke blue is purple.
I believe you. I believe you. I'm just poking you a little bit.
Don't poke the bear.
Okay.
So I thought we would do Carolina blue and Michigan State green.
Yep.
And if it was a girl, it would be Carolina blue because that's my alma mater. And if it was a boy, it would be Michigan State green because that's yours.
Yep.
So that was my thought. And then your thought.
I was like, what if we got the mascots to help us?
Yeah.
And we both just like sort of like burst out laughing.
Well, I was like, we can't. What do you mean? What do you mean get the mascots? How do we? We can't do that.
Yeah. And I was like, no, we can.
High agency.
Yeah, yeah. Call back to last week. Well, I knew for sure that we could get, I mean, you can try and get Sparty.
Sparty's the Michigan State mascot.
Sparty's the Michigan State mascot. I know that several people have had to have him at their weddings. So I know he travels and does those sort of things. So we looked it up and like, there's a whole like book Sparty website basically where they, you know, it's very clear that you can do that. And we're like, all right, well, we can try and get Sparty. And then we went on the UNC mass or the UNC website and like
Ramsey's is the UNC mascot. And he also is available for hire.
Yep.
So then it was like, okay, like let's ask.
Are we really going to do this?
Yeah. This is the most ridiculous thing we've ever come up with. Let's go. So that was back in May.
Yeah.
That we started trying to get in touch with mascots.
Yeah. So Sparty is a tough guy to get a hold of.
We went through the form. You found an email address. None of that worked. We DM'd them on Instagram. They ignored us.
My sister was a cheerleader at Michigan State. So she has like the alumni cheerleader
back channel.
We have a ex Sparty that she's friends with. So the other thing to add here is the identification of who is Sparty is like this super secretive thing. My sister was texting with this guy and like he was texting with the existing Sparties, but even in the text chains, he was blurring the names out. So it's like there was no, like, even though we had no idea who these people are.
So you're not allowed to know who the Sparty is till they graduate.
Yeah. Well, Michigan State does a really cool thing. When they graduate, they get to wear the Sparty boots underneath their gown. And so they walk across the stage wearing Sparty shoes.
That's awesome. We had basically gotten Ramsey's to agree, the UNC mascot, got him to agree to this certain particular date, like 4th of July weekend. And literally the week of 4th of July weekend, we finally got a phone call from Sparty's people.
And they're like, hey, Sparty does like 600 events a year.
Very popular.
And we were like, hey, we want, you know, this day if possible, but, you know, any other Saturday or Sunday this summer would work. And they're like, we have two Fridays.
Yeah, they're like, they have like four weddings every Saturday, Sunday for the rest of the summer.
Yeah.
So it was July 28th. So we were like, great, we'll take it. So we originally were like, we were going to fly both mascots to San Diego.
Yep.
And Sparty is like, I have events all of these days, so I can't be gone. What if we just do it in Michigan? Sparty just has to drive from East Lansing
to Livonia.
And then we only have to fly Ramsey's to Michigan.
Rather than California, which is a much easier flight as well.
We started telling people, hey, come to this gender reveal. We would like the gentleman to wear Michigan State green and the ladies to wear Carolina blue. That's always it. So then it was like, well, how are we going to do the reveal?
Right. It's like we got the mascots. We don't actually know what we're going to do.
I just knew it was like, okay, if Ramsey's prevails, that means it's a girl. If Sparty prevails, that means it's a boy. But how do we do this? We were looking at like chalk cannons, which are pretty common in gender reveals. So if they shoot off a blue one or a green one, but then that just didn't feel like epic enough.
And we also had a rule that was like no forest fires and no deaths. And like
littering.
Yeah, no littering. We didn't want it to be like super destructive.
So then I found these bubble houses are all over Instagram right now for like children's birthday parties. It's basically this big inflatable snow globe and you fill it with colorful balloons and kids can like hop around in it. So I was like, huh, what if we do the gender reveal in that? We have the mascots come do like a little battle in front of the snow globe. You can't see what's inside. Then the mascots go behind it. One goes in, but we don't know which. And then the tarp comes off and the bubble house is filled with one of our college's colors and one of the mascots.
And I didn't really get what you were talking about.
Really?
And it turned out awesome.
But there's so many elements to this that just became so stressful. Planning surprise guests, planning surprise balloons that we weren't supposed to see. That's the other thing. We're planning our own surprise, but we need to be surprised.
Right.
So we asked Sean's sister to be the keeper of the information.
The one person who knew.
Yeah. And I still didn't, like, we waited until the day we flew to Michigan. So Thursday we flew to Michigan. The party was Friday. I was like, I just don't want anyone to slip up by saying the wrong pronoun. So we will wait to the very last second to tell Megan. And so literally an hour before we had to go to the airport, you like FaceTimed.
We called her. I undid the envelope, put the piece of paper face down.
Without being able to see what was inside.
Yeah. And then like, I was just looking up at the ceiling. I FaceTimed my sister and I hold the phone over the piece of paper. And I'm like, do you see it? And she says, yep. And just like hung up.
Yeah. Cause I was like, I don't want to hear anything in her voice.
I love that you were like standing like 10 feet away. Just like
just in case I could see.
Officiating the situation.
She was great. She kept the information. She didn't spoil it. She then communicated with the balloon people what the filler was supposed to be.
Yep.
And then we're at your parents' house. The day of the party, it is like record heat.
95 with 100% humidity.
And like intermittent sprinkles. It's so hot. So I found this bubble house. It's called Luxury Bounce Detroit. I sent her kind of what my vision was, what I was trying to pull off. And I was like, I know this is weird. This doesn't make any sense, but this is what I want to do. And then she called me and she like immediately understood. She's never done a gender reveal like that before. She was like, oh, okay, I need to get a tarp custom size. So it's like completely hidden. No, I completely got what you're trying to do. She was freaking amazing. Yeah. She shows up at like 2 o'clock to set up this bubble house in the hottest part of the day.
Yeah.
So they get the bubble house up. They put the balloons in black trash bags so no one can see the color.
And then
the house just kind of sits there until we're ready to go. So now all we had to do was like wait for the mascots to arrive. And then like, oh my gosh, it was just like, okay, things that are going to go wrong, right? There was like a storm a few days earlier. So my parents almost missed this. They showed up like 30 minutes before we did the gender reveal, drove in from North Carolina, almost missed it because their hotel was like out of power, so they couldn't even check into their hotel. It was super hot. It rained. Then my parents almost didn't make it. Like, I was just sitting here like, okay, it's gonna.
This is so fun.
Yeah. Anyway, mascots arrive. So we like sneak them up into the house so that they can change. And we kind of go through what the hell they just walked into.
We're like, hey, can you guys do some mascot type planning for us? Because we don't actually know what we want you to do.
I was like, you guys know what to do, right? You see other mascots at games and you guys battle, right?
Yeah, they come up with skits and stuff and they're just like, yeah, sure.
They just kept nodding. And I was like, okay.
Put a lot of trust in them.
Literally until 2 seconds before we did the reveal, they didn't know which one of them was even the one going to end up in the bubble house.
Right.
So then everyone's waiting outside in the backyard. We come around the side. I don't know if most people assumed Sparty was going to be there. I don't think anyone there thought we would fly in the UNC Ramsey's mascot.
Right. Side note on that. Some of my friends were speculating. They were like, oh, is it like Magic Johnson or like, you know, like Michael Jordan? I was like, wow guys, I appreciate the high expectations that you have for us.
They think that we have enough pull to get Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson.
Yeah. I was like, okay, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
No way, but sorry.
Sorry to disappoint.
Yeah.
It's so close for us pulling this off, right? We're standing out there by the balloon house. It's tarped. The colors are revealed inside. There's kids everywhere. At any second, a child could come up and like rip this tarp off and be like, look, I see the colors. So it's just like, I'm just sitting here just like, okay. And I'm like getting nervous. And I'm starting to like tear up. So the mascots come out and they do like rock, paper, scissors.
Which was hilarious.
Didn't know they were going to do that.
No, I loved it.
And so the Sparty won rock, paper, scissors. So the crowd, everyone thought that meant Sparty won.
Yeah.
So we kept everyone very confused. It was great.
I mean, we were confused ourselves. So.
Yeah. So then they both go around behind the bubble where the bubble house lady told the mascot that they had to go inside. So that's when they found out we don't see any of this happening. But all of a sudden, the balloon like starts to deflate. This I'm bubble like, house, the bubble house starts to deflate. And I was just like, here it comes. Every gender reveal fails. Every like epic, ridiculous gender reveal has mishaps. Here it is.
Here it is. We popped the bubble.
Thankfully, they fixed it really quickly.
Well, it doesn't fix. It's just when you open the zipper, it deflates briefly because it's like air that's pumped inside of it.
She couldn't get the mascot's head
Yeah, because I mean, they're wearing these massive things. Like, we're not looking at the bubble, but we're like looking out at the crowd. There's like 50 people watching us. And then I just heard this like, oh, and I'm like, oh, what?
Oh my God. And then she screamed and I was like, someone died. I was like, someone's hurt. And then I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, I think I blacked out, really unclear. All of a sudden, the tarp comes off and Ramses is inside.
And we're having a baby girl.
And there's a bunch of Carolina Blue balloons inside. Ramses is okay.
Ramses is okay. We did not suffocate Ramses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just like stunned to silence.
And then you were sobbing.
I was crying. I had no words.
Yeah.
I was looking back at the footage. You were like screaming. You were like, whoa, yeah.
I was just excited. I mean, I was going to be excited regardless.
Yeah, of course.
So it's just, I was having fun. I feel like when I see you crying, that's when I'm like, I have to be strong and I can't cry. For whatever reason, that instinct kicks in and I'm just like, all right, cover. Just protect her. And then I feel like if I start crying, then that just like will make you start crying way more.
Yeah.
And so it's like, if I'm just having fun and like, celebrating and trying to get you out of it a little bit.
I was a mess. I knew I was going to be a mess no matter what, you know, boy or girl. Because we just like, I'm going to cry right now. Like we just built up this moment.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think like the planning of the whole event sort of like distracted us from it. And then all of a sudden like the day before is like, oh yeah, we're also actually going to find the gender of the baby out that we just kind of, that was the last sort of detail in my mind. Mm-hmm. And then it sort of like hit me the day before. Yeah. So
it just becomes so much more real so quickly because, you know, we just say up till this point, we say the baby or it or they
or cutter.
And once you give it a gender, then that means it's shortly going to have a name and you start like picturing this baby in your lives. Mm-hmm. Everyone had their predictions. We asked a bunch of people at the party what they thought it was going to be. I had no inkling. Leading up to the party, I had no like gut feeling, but something about looking at myself in that jersey, it looked like I was hiding. So we both wore basketball jerseys, obviously. And looking at myself in the Carolina jersey dress looked like I was hiding a basketball under my shirt. And I just remember reading that indicates boy. Mm. So that whole day, I was like, it's a boy. Everybody thinks it's a girl, but they're wrong because it's a boy because I got a basketball under my shirt.
Because I'm wearing a basketball jersey.
Yeah. Come to find out, my mom was like, this is exactly what I looked like with you and your sister. And when I had your brother, I was wider. She was like,
Which is the opposite of what the
internet says.
Yeah.
But we're tall. Me and my mom are tall. So we hold weight differently. Huh. So the average person is 5'5". I'm 5'9", my mom's 5'8". So like, I don't know, but she was like, I knew it was a girl because you were carrying the exact same way I carried you and your sister.
Huh. Interesting. I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I was just like, well, the internet's saying girl, so it's probably girl. Like, you crowdsource and you know, it's the power of numbers. I was like, I think 90% of the comments on the videos said girls. I thought about having like a Carolina blue shirt with like girl dad made to wear underneath. Cause at the time we didn't know what we were wearing. But then as soon as you said we're going to wear jerseys, I'm like, I can't wear anything.
Hide a shirt
yeah,
underneath.
Exactly. So that was my plan. But
that's cute.
My second idea was we'd have our little nephew, Finn. If it was a boy, he'd run up to you and give you a Michigan State hat. And if it was a girl, he'd run up to me and give me a North Carolina hat. So
yeah,
that was
cute.
So we're having a girl.
We're having a girl. You're going to be a girl dad.
Girl dad gang. GDG.
I am like slightly terrified. I think like I've said this before, like I would have been happy with either because genuinely, yes, of course, everybody wants a mini me. Mm-hmm. But how terrifying to have a mini Lauren knowing how dramatic and emotional and crazy
awesome.
And center of attention and like loud.
Amazing.
I mean.
Intelligent.
But
talented.
I was just like terrified to have a me, you know.
I'm so excited to have a you.
Have you met me?
Yeah, I am so excited.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I guess that your fears are, in my mind, unfounded. Mm. It's like, okay, yes, maybe as a child you were, you know, but all these things, but it's like all that pointed to just like creativity, just like bubbling out of you that you have no way to channel that, you know? So like all the things that you're talking about that are negative, I don't view as negative things. You know, I think historically people have said those things are negative in children, but it's like, all right, children should be seen and not heard and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, well, if you're this insanely creative person, that doesn't fit with that mold. Mm-hmm. And so if our daughter's like that, amazing. I think that's going to be awesome. It's going to be maybe a challenge.
This is so funny. When you FaceTimed your sister, she lives in Texas. So she had to like email the bubble lady what colors to put inside. Mm-hmm. She has an 8-year-old daughter. So we find out. So right after we do the reveal, she calls her daughters and they're like, we knew it was a girl. And Megan's like, haha, yeah, sure. Of course you did. And then Michaela kept saying like, I cracked the code. And Megan was just like, yeah, okay, sure. Whatever that means. Then come to find out, she looked over Megan's shoulder when she was typing an email on her phone and said, we need blue and white balloons. And she knew that blue and white balloons meant girl. And so, she
smart.
And she just sat on that information and was just like, I know they're having a girl. She told Megan's neighbor, like, oh yeah, Sean and Lauren, I know what the gender is. She's 8. She's 8.
I mean, that's like impressive and terrifying.
Like, she's going to become an FBI agent one day. The sleuthing on this child.
So good.
She'd be a incredible. Great Swifty.
Incredible.
Okay, now that we know that it's a girl, are you nervous about anything?
No, I don't think I'm nervous, but I started reading the book on the airplane. This was like,
finally.
Yeah, it was like, okay, this is now it's go time.
What book did you start reading?
I started reading The Expectant Father.
And you've had this book for a few months and you're just sitting on it.
Yeah. My buddy Terrence gave it to me. Maybe because it's a girl, I was like, okay, we'll do it. I'll do it on the flight home. I don't know.
Huh. Are you nervous that she's not going to like pink at all? It's your favorite color.
She will like pink. Maybe I'm weird.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I don't know.
You don't get nervous about a lot of things, though.
Yeah, like to a fault, like where I should probably be nervous about things.
Yeah, why?
But
I think it's good quality.
I know. It's not that I think I know everything at all. Like, I know I don't know a lot, but like, I'm also just like, I'll figure it out. It's fine.
High agency. What are you the most excited about being a girl dad?
I just think you're an insanely talented, like, smart person. You're like, stop with the compliments already, Sean.
But like, what are you excited about?
No, but I'm saying, like, I just think the baby's going to be amazing. And I'm just really excited to see how they turn out. I know you and I know me. And, like, I have an idea of what I think.
Which mortgage board did we just
create? Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's like, what choose your own adventure, like, is going to happen. And I'm just really excited to watch that play out.
I am the most excited right now about buying girl clothes.
so dressing your mini.
I'm so excited. There's like, I've had to stop myself because I didn't know if it's going to be boy or girl. And there's such cute patterned onesies out there. And I'm not into like, obviously like floofy girl stuff. I just love like the baby's going to be born in November in the middle of fall, plaid season. And then Christmas. I'm so like, plaid is like my favorite color. So we literally just got off a plane. And hilariously, there was a drunk woman on our flight that got escorted off the plane before we took off. And so we got ended up being like an hour delayed.
Yeah. It was like
in our row.
And you know, it's like one of those things you see on TikTok and you're just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that happens in real life.
Yeah.
And it happened to us.
Yeah. She was just like being like loud and kind of belligerent to the flight attendant while the flight attendant was doing her like safety speech.
She just kept cheering every 2 seconds.
Interrupting her. And then the next thing we know, it's like we're just sitting there on the tarmac and then the pilot comes on and they're like, we're going to return to the gate. We're having an issue in the cabin. And we all were like, oh shit.
Oh, she's gone.
She's getting kicked off. Cause they didn't like the flight attendant never really addressed her after she was just being belligerent.
Well, she kept being like, hey, you need to tone it down a little bit.
Tone it down. You're cut off. Like take a nap.
Yeah. She tried like a million times to just
but
like,
she never was like, if you don't cool it, I'm kicking you off. So
yeah.
So this lady had no idea it was coming.
But then, so then we're like waiting, and all of a sudden I look over and she's like crying, and I'm like, oh, I think she figured out that this,
she's, I don't think she did.
No, I think she did. She started crying. And then I don't, like, there was a moment where she was sobbing and she's like, I don't understand what's happening.
I think she was just crying because she was like, why is this flight delayed?
Yeah, so she, like, when they first were like, we need to go back to the gate. She's like, are you kidding me? You can't make this shit up. You know, and I'm just like, oh, she has no idea that she's the reason.
Is this play about us?
But then, so she started crying and I'm like, oh, I think she understands. And then 2 seconds later, the captain was like, and we're approaching back to the gate. And she goes, whoop, 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 and like starts cheering again. And I'm like, did she forget that she just remembered that she's the reason that we're turning the plane around?
Or did she think she landed? Yeah. She arrived.
And they're like, have you had any drinks? She's like, I had one drink.
It's like before this flight, ma'am. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
20 minutes we're sitting there. She still won't get off. The cops had to come.
And they're like trying to get her to stand up, and then she couldn't get her seatbelt undone. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, you've only had one drink? Huh.
Yeah. And the cop was like, look, if the flight attendants can't get her off, we're going to have to forcibly remove her, and then we have to deplane everyone.
Well, no, you have to deplane everyone first. So that was, so like if she wouldn't walk off of her own accord, they would make everyone on the plane get off, and then the police would come on and grab her.
That's so annoying. So I'm glad they didn't do that.
Yeah. I mean, the cop was like, just get her off the plane. Like, just get her off the plane so that we don't have to do this. But then she's also like, why are you people doing this to me? Like, you don't understand. Yeah.
We're just like, we just want to go home.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's an interesting end to our trip.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of coming back from this trip, this brings up a really interesting point. A new two types of people, T-top. There are two types of people when it comes to unpacking from a trip.
And which one are you?
Well, so you either unpack immediately like a psychopath, or
I think we know which one you are,
or you wait a few days to unpack.
Days?
Until you need the suitcase again. What makes you, okay, so you're the one who unpacks immediately. Yeah. Why? Why do you do that?
I just hate having the clutter around, and it's like a thing full of dirty clothes. I just want to get unpacked, get it done, get it moved out of the way, and move on. Like, the trip's over. So when we went to Switzerland, do you think the length that it takes you to unpack is like directly correlated to the length of the trip? So if you use a small suitcase for a short trip, it's 1 week. And then if you go on a 2 week trip with a big suitcase, it's like 2 months. Because that's how long it took for Switzerland. 2 months, not even joking.
But remember, we went to Switzerland at the end of February. So inside my suitcase was a bunch of winter clothes that I did not need anymore. So that suitcase was just like, what am I going to unpack any of this stuff for? I have no need for it.
Came back to San Diego and it's like 70 degrees out. Yeah. So it's like,
so yeah, it sat in the, that was the longest. That was long.
It like went from the floor to the closet, to the floor in the bedroom, to the closet, to the spare bedroom.
Well, once I discovered that I could just put it on the spare bed, I was like, this is not getting unpacked for a long time.
What? So what's the motivation? Just laziness?
100% laziness. Yes.
Don't you get like a certain satisfaction of unpacking and just having that,
I don't know, done? Haven't you seen, like, I hate putting away my clothes.
I know.
Laundry. Like, I just don't enjoy putting away clothes.
But when you're emptying a suitcase, everything's just going in the hamper to do laundry. Like, I come home.
No, not me. Is that why it's so easy for you? Wait, so you unpack your suitcase, you throw everything in the wash? No.
Well, I put everything in the hamper, I immediately do a load of laundry.
So my stuff is not like that. Like, I can't wash sweaters and jeans. Like I have so many pieces that I don't wash. Is this disgusting of a revelation? There are so many, like, clothes that will get several wears before I wash them. So that's why it's like, okay, yeah, I'll throw the dirty stuff in the hamper, but then I have all these clothes that need to be hung up again.
I'm just so uncomfortable thinking about this.
I'm a gross human. I don't know. I'm hearing it. It's gross.
Saying it out loud.
But okay, am I alone here? What type of person are you? Do you unpack immediately? Or do you wait a little while? And how long is a little while?
This is one of those things where, like, you know, I know that I'm weird in certain ways. And this one, I'm like, I'm right.
I don't think that I'm right. I aspire to be like you. How about that? Okay. Yeah, I wish that I wanted to unpack. I wish that I did, but I really don't. It's a miracle that I'm doing this podcast after getting from a trip. I'm unpacking what went down on the weekend. So that
you
means-
can come, I mean, it is actually incredible. We can get off a flight, roll in, get the camera on, and you're like, because I didn't want to do it at all. Yeah. And you're like, we got to do it. I'm just like,
so this should earn me an extra week of unpacking because I unpacked.
What if I just start unpacking for you?
But you don't know what doesn't get washed. Let's move on.
Okay. Next topic.
So now that we know it's a girl.
Yep.
We really have to figure out a name. Do you feel like your hopes for getting a QB1, getting a quarterback, are dashed? Or do you think that she could still be QB1?
Like, yeah.
I've seen little giants.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's go through some more girl names.
Yeah.
So obviously, we can't name her Cutter. Sorry.
Which, to me, Cutter is gender neutral.
So okay. Do you have quarterback names for a girl?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready?
No.
So I was trying to think, like, you know, strong movie characters, TV character, you know, whatever. And then also alliteration also still is key.
Is Xena on there?
I had Xena on here and I deleted it. The one that first came to mind was Kitty Casey.
Kitty Casey.
Kitty Casey.
Sounds
is,
like Kitty Cat.
Yeah, Kitty Casey is just like a sports name. Like Kitty Casey.
I like Kitty Casey. Mm. But then her name's Kitty.
Kitty, yeah.
Kitty, 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 Kitty. I don't know. Kitty Casey, we'd have to first name, last name, and name her all the time.
Kitty Casey. Yeah, but that's I'm first name, last name myself all the time.
Sean Casey.
I'm Sean Casey. All right, next up, Daenerys Casey.
It's like Game of Thrones?
Yeah, Danny Casey. And then obviously Arya. Arya is just a badass. Okay. Arya Casey.
Yeah.
So went there. And then I didn't want to go with Cersei, but then I was like, Queen Casey.
Queen.
Yeah, Queen Casey. Boom.
Can you name a child Queen?
Why not?
Actually, a girl in high school, I knew her name. Her last name was King. Her first name was Princess.
Princess King.
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a strong name.
She was badass.
Yeah. You have to be Katniss Casey.
Katniss Casey.
Yeah.
Oh, mama like.
Right? Right? I was like kind of joking, but then I'm like, oh, that's actually pretty
that
badass.
Works. Okay.
Yeah. Kat Casey, Katniss Casey. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could even go from Katniss to Kitty if you wanted to.
Yeah.
And then I got on to A League of Their Own.
Ooh.
And so then Kit Casey.
I do like Kit.
Kit Casey just sounds like
Kit Kitty.
Yeah, Kit. So like we're like circling around this, you know, it's kind of Kit. We were joking and then it's kind of happening.
That's a good one.
Then her sister is Dottie. So Dottie Casey.
And it's like it scratches the itch of wanting to name our child after an old lady.
Yeah, exactly. And then I think you actually like this name. Charlie Casey.
I do.
Yeah.
I love the idea of Charlie for a girl.
Yeah. Charlie Casey.
Yeah.
I think that you didn't hate those as much as you expected to hate
those. I certainly didn't hate those as much as Gunner, Striker. So I have girl names that we should consider.
Okay,
first one is Lacey. Mm-hmm. Lacey Casey.
Lacey. Are these all rhyming?
Gracie. Gracie Casey.
Gracie Casey.
Stacy.
Stacy Casey.
Tracy. Okay, then our friend, one of our friends, I have to use these names. So a few puns.
Okay.
These two were from Sarah Croce, who I used to do YouTube videos with. The first one is Brief. Brief Casey.
She gave us these names before she knew it was a girl, but I guess
think it's gender neutral. Yeah,
briefcases are gender neutral for sure.
And Suit.
Suit Casey.
Suit Casey. So then I got thinking about puns.
Yeah.
Basket. Basket. Ooh, Casey.
Yeah. Wow.
An obvious one I think we've said before, Justin.
Just in case, yeah.
Justin,
yeah.
Casey. How about this one? Open and shut. Open and shut Casey. I rest my.
Real deep in the law.
I
the
rest legal. My Casey.
I mean, what if we did just approach this as a joke and we're like, sorry, kid. Your mom likes jokes.
Sorry, you like a pun name? Come on, that'd mm-hmm. be pretty on brand. Okay, so I guess we still have some naming to do.
Still got some work.
Okay.
But now it's like we can't just make it a joke. We actually have to come up with a name for the baby.
Eventually, this has to end in a non-joke. So I just found out.
Yeah, so I finally just started the expectant father book. But one of the things they get to is preeclampsia, which is like elevated
blood pressure.
And so there's been some studies.
First of all, preeclampsia, however you pronounce it, is like pretty dangerous, but also kind of common.
It's like 10% of pregnancies have it. Yep.
So, but it's high blood pressure and the doctors are constantly monitoring to make sure that as you progress throughout your pregnancy, that you're not on track to get this because it makes the labor like dangerous and difficult.
Right.
I think it ends up in a lot of C-sections. So yep. It's a thing you don't want if you can avoid it.
So one of the theories behind preeclampsia,
like why it happens.
Yeah. Why it happens is it's the female's body like rejecting the DNA of the father. And so they were doing some studies of women who had preeclampsia and didn't have it. And they found that women who had more frequent contact with the dad's DNA, the less likely they were to have preeclampsia.
This cannot be real. This cannot be real.
We'll have to look and see if there are any females involved in this study.
Yeah, seriously.
But the recommendation was basically like have sex as much as you can beforehand to make sure that the female's body is,
doesn't reject the dad's DNA.
Yes.
That is
DNA.
Hilarious. I'm like, of course this is like a study.
Yeah.
Like we can't get, you can't have nausea. We can't get morning sickness figured out. We can't test a lot of drugs to help with pregnancy. But you know what study we were able to do was one that resulted in us telling women that they need to be kinkier with their husband. I need to see some links. I need some sources.
Hey, babe, I'm doing the reading that you gave to me.
Yeah, of course you're. What book is this?
Yeah.
What did
yeah.
Terrence give you?
Yeah. No wonder it's so popular with the dads. In the book, it's like, do what you will with this information. Like, you may want to be careful how you like talk about this with,
present this to your wife.
With your partner.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so happy that you're learning.
Yeah. One other thing I just found out is that my grandpa, who I call Pop, watches our podcast on YouTube. Aww. And so I didn't know that he did that. So
that's awesome.
When we were little, he sang in the choir at church, and his little signal to us that he knew that we were watching is he would just grab his ear while he was singing. Aww. And as a kid, it was so cool because it was like, he did it, and so he said, just give me a little shout out. So Pop, if you're watching, here you go. I love you.
So on last week's episode, we had a couple comments from you guys that I thought were super interesting. I talked about how, like in my pregnancy cravings, I just wanted French fries, Chick-fil-A. Like that's all I wanted the whole first trimester when I was also having like crazy morning sickness. Someone commented, you may have been craving French fries because potatoes are high in B6, which helps with morning sickness. Wow. I also was taking B6 supplements.
Wow.
Does that not make I was helping myself. Yeah. French fries, healthy.
Unwittingly helping yourself with your morning sickness.
That was amazing.
That's crazy.
And then another comment, we were talking about Godric's skin allergies. Mm-hmm. So somebody said there's a website called atmypet.com. You can get a home test for allergies and food intolerances.
Really?
And so instead of just being like, oh, here's a shot like Apoquil, which doesn't work on our dog, or masking it with like high hypoallergenic food or whatever. The point of the allergy test is to figure out what is triggering him and then avoid those things. Mm-hmm. Just like a human.
Yeah.
I was like, that's amazing. Why doesn't the vet do that?
Because they don't make money on it.
Yeah. So it's like $100. It takes like 3 weeks to get your results. So I think that we need to try that.
Yeah. He's still an itchy boy. He's going on like full month in a cone.
Yeah.
Although he's a weird dog. He kind of likes being in the cone.
He loves his cone. He's so cute.
He loves accessories. He loves clothing.
Is that what it is? Yeah, right. It's a necklace.
Yeah.
It's a big necklace.
Whenever we go to put the cone on him, he runs up, wags his tail. He's super excited.
Yeah.
I've never seen a dog excited by it. Very weird.
All right. So then what are our capositives? The capositives.
So we started our trip to Michigan off with a capositive. The flight attendant was going around taking drink orders, and I was like, oh, okay, I'll take fat tire. And she's like, oh, I don't know if we have that. And she comes back, and she's like, I'm sorry, we don't have fat tire, but we have this. And she looks down, and she's like, Oberon? And she's like, is that okay? And I'm like, Oberon is literally my favorite beer in the world. And like,
it's from Michigan.
It's from Michigan, and it's like hard to get, and it's pretty, they only release it in the summer.
Yeah.
And so when she's like, is that okay? Like the guy in the aisle was like, yeah, that's a huge upgrade.
Yeah, because it's like everyone on this plate is going to Michigan.
Yeah, and so it's just like this, it's this kind of like cult classic beer, and it's one of my favorites ever. And so I was like, yes, I will take an Oberon. Thank you so much.
So Oberon is kind of like Blue Moon, right? It's a Belgian?
Yeah, it's a Belgian.
I like it.
It's a Belgian wheat, yeah.
And we've had it in California.
So Bell's has distribution in California now.
Can other states find it? Because like if people are listening and if you like wheats.
It's a summer wheat. You have it with an orange. It's delicious.
But that's so funny that they would have a Michigan beer. Do you think they did that intentionally?
I mean, unless maybe that flight had like flown to and from Michigan, maybe. I don't know. That's the only thing I can think of. Yeah, it's like you definitely wouldn't have Oberon on a flight anywhere else.
That's
so
pretty cool.
Yeah, I love that.
My positive is also from that same flight. So I posted an Instagram story complaining about my swollen ankles last week. And this company that we've actually heard of, it's called Hyper Ice. They make like therapy guns. Like
recovery stuff for athletes.
Yeah, and muscle soothers. You have this thing that like vibrates and it's a heat pad. And it was from that brand. And so they responded to my story. They were like, hey, we'd love to send you some stuff that should help with your like pregnancy soreness and ailments or whatever. And I looked at the company and I was like, oh my God, this is the brand that Sean was using. Mm-hmm. So I was like, thank you. You're like, yeah, let's go. So then they send me these like compression wraps for my legs that go like shin to ankle. They're called Normatec Go, battery operated. And they're TSA approved. And so literally I was like looking up kind of the listing for it. A lot of the comments were like, I wear these on the plane. It helps with swelling and compression. So I was like, great, let's try this. Cause I sat in the car going to LA, you know, in the car for 2 hours and my ankles were so swollen last weekend. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm screwed on an airplane. So I brought them on the plane. I like whipped them out.
You look really cool wearing them, by the way.
Yeah. They look like big shin guards, but they go all the way around the bottom part of my leg. And I wore them for like an hour, then I took a break, and then I wore them for another hour. And when I got off the plane, no swelling.
Yeah.
And then I know they worked because I forgot to charge them. So I went to go put them on today for the flight home, and they died after 30 minutes. And my ankle, look at my ankles right now.
Yeah.
Look at that. Oh, wow. My ankle looks broken.
Yeah.
So people, I got a lot of comments from people being like, do they work? Yes.
Yes.
They work. They're expensive. They're like $400, but they're TSA approved. They're worth legit. They don't plug into the wall like some of the janky ones on Amazon. Big fan. So
for traveling.
High price. Thank you.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm bad at charging. All right. Yeah. Shawnee, we're having a girl.
Woohoo.
You're a girl dad.
Girl dad gang.
I'm going to have a little salt spurt.
A little salt squirt.
Yeah. This podcast is available on all the podcast apps. There's also a video portion if you're listening on Spotify, or our YouTube channel has the full episode, the full video, and that's Kapower Hour. And yeah, thank you for rating us. Thanks for leaving comments, sending us questions you want us to answer or topics you want us to cover.
I think that's some of the most fun stuff we do is like questions and comments.
From
is
you
like,
guys,
yeah. It's really helpful to sort of give us stuff
gives
to
us
talk
ideas.
About.
Yeah. So we appreciate that. We love you. Let's go buy some baby girl clothes.
Let's do it.
Okay. We are kapout.
Kapout. Let's take a canap.
And order some kapizza.